there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome, or I should say aloha. I'm still suffering from Hawaiian hangovers. And hey, it's another edition of the big show, Greg the Dive Master. And it's festive. We got music and everything. You know, the only thing missing is a hula dancer. And instead of having a hula dancer after being in Hawaii and diving with mantas, we have Mermaid Angela. And she might as well be a hula dancer, don't you think?
I'll give it a try.
Will you?
Yeah.
She that's what I like about Angela. She is a trooper in the kindest sense of the word.
That's right.
The kindest sense of the word. You know. Actually, you could say it this way. She's easy.
Hey,
in the most complimentary sense of the word.
Is that true, Angela?
I don't think that's complimentary in any way.
Yes, Bill. Come on, have some respect for our mermaids, will you please? Thanks.
Anyone who says, I'll try anything, is
Bill.
At least marginally easy. I'm just saying.
No. She's a good gal. And Single Scott is in the studio with us today, too.
And the same thing can be said for him. He's a good gal.
I thought you were going to say I was easy.
I wanted you to think that.
No, he's a guy. So, yes, he's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll leave that out. But these were my traveling partners in crime to Hawaii, to the Big Island Kona. Thanks to our friends at Kona Honu Divers. We had a Honu experience last week, Bill.
A Honu experience. Yeah,
that's
funny. I hate each and every one of you.
Yes.
Individually and collectively with
really?
A passion that burns like a thousand suns.
We missed you.
Yeah, I got blue balls, and you got nothing. You got to go to Hawaii, and I got blue donkey balls.
That's right.
That is the extent of my Hawaiian experience.
Now, Angela was with me when I purchased the donkey balls, which is the ultimate souvenir when you go to Kona, Hawaii. These are chocolate-covered macadamia nuts, and they are...
And the chocolate is covered with white chocolate that's been made blue.
Well, this is a special version of the classic Hawaiian donkey ball that is, been dyed
blue. I'm surprised Donkey Balls did not sponsor any episodes of Magnum P.I. That's how classic they are in Hawaii.
Well, actually, really? I brought some with, so we can snack on some balls later if you want.
Really? Which ones did you bring, the dirty or the salty?
Salty.
Okay.
Salty balls.
Yes. Salty donkey balls from Kona, Hawaii.
Yep.
The ultimate souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them in your mouth.
And suck them. Sorry.
Well, you don't suck at you.
That's hard.
You don't eat them like M&M's and suck them. I think you're supposed to chew them.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever you like.
Whatever works.
Yes, but we got to thank Glenn and John and the crew there at Kona Honu Divers for telling us about the donkey balls.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I could have came back with a grass skirt and coconuts for you, Bill, and what fun would that have been? That would have been like a typical day here in the Scuba Radio studio.
Every other Tuesday night down at the Parliament House.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, and you don't need a ukulele. You have no musical talent.
Thank you for noticing.
God knows you need some balls.
It's a good point.
So we got some donkey balls and brought them back as a souvenir for Bill, the producer. And now you know what to bring back when you go to the Big Island. These donkey balls are classic and tasty as well.
Mm-hmm.
Many flavors, many different styles of the donkey ball.
My favorite part was when after we purchased the balls, as he's giving to me them, he's like, oh, yeah, and here's your ball sack. And I'm like, oh, well, thank you. It's very enjoyable.
Yes. Very creative, those Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Actually, he looked like he was from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The guy selling us the donkey balls there.
Do you want your donkey balls in a deep dish? Is that what you want?
Yeah.
That's kind of like how it was.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But
that was my Chicago, by the way.
Okay.
I know it sounds like my New York. It also sounds like my Boston. They're all pretty much the same.
It was close enough for me. I'll go with that.
Thanks.
So, anyway, yeah, Hawaii was a spectacular adventure, and hopefully you heard the show. If not, you can go back and listen to the archive from June 6th and hear about our diving adventures in Kona, Hawaii. Now, you know, the one thing that stood out, and we covered this extensively on the show last week, but I would be amiss if I didn't talk about it some more, because we ended up doing it again after we recorded the show from the boat, and that's the night manta dive. We ended up doing this thing twice, and we had Angela in the mermaid outfit, and, you know, we had an adventure or an experience that I think is going to be hard to beat on many levels, because we put our Scuba Radio mermaids in with great white sharks. We've put our mermaids in the Caribbean with friendly groupers, or gropers, as we like to call them. When it comes to gropers and mermaids, we had a little incident with one of our mermaids where they got a little, I don't know, frisky with the mermaid. And the video's up there. Oscar the Groper is what we affectionately named him. And you can see the video at scubaradio.com. But Angela, you know, she raised the bar when it came to marine life encounters and Scuba Radio mermaids.
Like all good mermaids, they both raise the bar and empty the bar. Those are the real two job requirements for
a
mermaid.
And fall off of it.
Yes,
basically.
We've got it all.
And we do that well.
Yes. And so let me just paint the picture for you if you didn't catch us last week. And Bill, I know some of this you remember, some of it you're not totally clear on. But at the end of our second night dive with the mantas, where we had like 10 on that night, the night before we had 17 mantas swimming around.
How big are these?
We're talking 10-foot wingspans on these mantas.
Some of them are 14. Bill, they're massive.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Big Bertha. They got names for all of them. Weiland has a manta named after him. And evidently, if you find one of the mantas and you identify it and it's a new manta to the area, there's a website you can go to. You get to name it. Mm-hmm. Like, you discover this new manta that comes to the area. And Weiland evidently has one named after him for whatever reason.
My guess is he discovered it. That's just my theory.
My guess is he paid somebody off with a painting.
Here,
I'll paint your house. Give me a naming of a thing. But, you know, Weiland's always working some cool marketing deal. So he has his own manta. But after we do this second dive, everyone gets back on the dive boat after the dive. And Angela says, hey, let's try to do some more mermaid footage. I was shooting video at the surface with this really cool neon blue light that they had on the back of the Kona Hunu diver boat. And it really lit up the water. Street racing. That underlit carriages.
Right. Yep.
You know,
LED lights.
Yeah, LED lights for the race cars and stuff, or the street cars.
Right.
Yeah. All the kids are doing that today. Evidently, they're doing it in Hawaii on the boats.
Yes.
And it looked really cool. It really lit up the color, or the ocean blue in the dark
too
water.
Too wet, too furious.
Yes. And so I'm filming, and sure enough, in these lights they put in there because it attracts the mantas. And sure enough, probably a smaller manta, I'd say probably around 8 feet wingspan, swims up to my camera. I'm swimming in, and I'm filming him, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. And as soon as he gets about, I don't know, within 3 feet of me, he darts off to the side where Angela is hanging onto the side of the boat and rams right into her. Now, she freaks out, screams, and somebody's filming from the top. I'm filming from underwater, and the people who got it from the top side, you hear Angela screaming. It's like, ah! You know, and I'm filming this thing underwater, the coolest-looking thing you ever saw. And I think, and I just want to be clear that everyone understands this, when this video shows up on YouTube and it's like, when mantas attack, this was not a manta attack. This was a manta trying to get him some.
Yeah.
It was affectionate.
Yes. They like it rough. Mantas like it rough is what my family. Angela was not so certain about that. She felt that it rammed her.
Didn't buy her a drink,
her
dinner.
Yeah.
Ram, bam, thank you, manta.
Ma'am. And then they leave. What's that about?
Well, you scream.
They never call. They never call.
Come on, Angela.
I need to teach them some manners.
So the Manta came in, and it just rubbed up against you. It wasn't really a true ramming, was it?
It was.
There were no bruises or anything,
twice.
Was it? What do you mean twice? It bumped you twice?
Yes. It grabbed onto her, the mandibles.
Well, with its, with it, what do they call them, mantles or whatever?
Mandibles.
Mandibles.
There we go.
Hold on one second. Are you sure? Because they only use the mandibles for mating.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Yes.
Only for mating.
Now, see, I didn't even know this. That's what happened. It wrapped the mandibles around you?
It did. I saw it. I was on the boat right above her. I saw that.
Oh, man.
It latched onto her.
Well, it was coming straight at me, and I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And, you know, then I just screamed.
You just should have said, be gentle. That's why you should.
It didn't happen that way.
But you scared the guy. You scared the manta off because you screamed.
Me.
Well, yeah, but you know, I mean, what do you?
This thing is massive.
Put yourself in the manta's position, and you know he was just minding his own business and thinking.
You know what?
Like,
I've read the Kama Sutra forward and backwards. I don't think she could actually put herself into the manta position. You have to be very flexible.
I had
and,
a tail
and
on.
Flat. Come I mean on. Flat.
He just wanted
not
him
skinny.
To
I mean flat. Two-dimensional.
He saw what he wanted and went for it.
Yeah. So, but Angela, are you scarred now, or are you over this?
Oh, I'm over it.
Yeah. Well, she was pretty freaked out though. After
I was.
Come on, admit it.
I was shaken. This thing was huge.
Well, they're about 100 pounds.
How many guys? How many guys wanted to hear that after they had their way with the woman?
Yeah. Not gonna happen.
No. Okay. Well.
But anywho. But
that was a cool experience, and we did get it on. We are going to
cool
get
for everyone,
something.
Apparently, but Angela.
Exactly. Everyone's laughing it up afterward, and then the girl gets off the other boat, and she's like, oh, I'm going to put this on YouTube. I'm like, excuse me, don't you want to ask my permission first? It's embarrassing footage, and here she's all putting it on the internet.
Yeah, she's like, you're a mermaid. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just made it with a manta. What do you think? You own this footage? Paris Hilton? Come on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a very interesting experience to say the least, and we thank Angela for being such a good sport about it. I mean, maybe next time would you scream when Amanda came at you that way? And now that you know what probably was going on, would you probably be a little less I don't know, frigid?
Yes.
Wave him in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if he was gonna like take me down with him.
I bet it was.
To Paradise City, baby.
I was ready to rescue you.
Thank you. I would like to point out that Scott was the only one that said he would rescue me, while Greg said nothing.
Greg said, I've got this all on film in case it goes to trial, pretty much.
Yeah, I'll film it and then try to help you. Not helping at all.
No, that isn't what I said. I said I'd film it, and then I could sell the footage for lots of money.
And then I'll think about
and disperse 5% to your relatives. Something
Thanks.
Like that.
Thanks.
Yes. No, she's a good sport about it. But it really did happen. We will have the video at scubaradio.com, and who knows, it might be up on YouTube here, too. You never know with these kind of things. We got lots of stuff to cover. Star Trek and diving are coming together. That's next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Who are you?
I'm with him.
He's with me.
We are traveling at warp speed. How did you manage to beam aboard this ship?
Hey, you're the genius. You figure it out.
As acting captain of this vessel, I order you to answer the question.
Well, I'm not telling, acting captain.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yes, Star Trek. Star Trek is now delving into the diving world, believe it or not. You can check it out at RoddenberryDiveTeam.com. Greg Martin is the executive director of this new organization that is, I guess, going to take the Star Trek phenomenon or philosophy underwater. Is that right, or is that it in a nutshell, Greg? How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, is exploring strange new worlds and seeking new life under the oceans.
Yeah, and boldly going where no man has gone before.
Or well, very few have gone before, anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, where no diver has, well, yeah. I get it. Now, yeah. Now you guys launched this new program, the Roddenberry Dive Team, there at the Long Beach Dive Show, the Scuba Show, and we had a opportunity to hang out a little bit and you know, find out what exactly this entailed. First off, it's kind of like an association, a group. You're trying to bring people that have an interest in the Star Trek philosophy and bring them together, and then orchestrate some trips and things. Is that, you know, what the, you know, goal is, and then take it from there, or what?
That's kind of phase one. Yeah, it's Rod and I keep slipping and calling it a dive club, and I suppose technically it is, because it's a group of people that love diving and love the oceans. You don't have to be a certified diver to be a member of the dive team. It's pretty much anybody who has an interest in and a passion for the oceans. But yeah, initially we just want to get out, have a good time, go scuba diving, take people where very few people have gone before, and from that point then we're going to move on into the education world and actually get out and get our hands dirty and see if we can't help make some changes for the oceans for the future generations.
Very nice. Now, one of the things at the dive show, you guys were, you know, there shaking hands, kissing babies. Rod was meeting folks. And Rod is Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, his son or grandson?
It's the son. The Gene and Majel Barrett Roddenberry's only son. And he is an avid scuba diver and just loves any chance he has to go get wet.
Cool. Yeah, he was really nice, and we're going to try to sync up with him in just a bit as well. But the thing that you guys were showcasing there at the dive show was you have a new logo, which is the Star Trek emblem, and you have a little dive flag going through it. That was a stroke of genius on the marketing side, I think. But taking it a step further was the wetsuits that you guys had created and on display. Now, describe what exactly you had there, Greg, because that was pretty cool.
We have both a series of wetsuits that we're coming out with, and then we've teamed up with the folks from White's Dry Suits, and they designed a specific Fusion, their new Fusion dry suit, designed it with the color scheme and the logos and so forth that looks like kind of the original Star Trek captains and captain's outfit that has the gold braiding and so forth on the
suit. Hold on one second for me here.
Yep.
I really want to see the Uhura version of this particular costume.
Well, we're working on that one at the moment, but the one you really want to know about is the red suit, right?
That's what I... No, not the red shirt. I don't want to be a red shirt. I'm not going diving as a red shirt.
Yeah, now, for those non-Trekkies, please explain the red shirt thing.
The red shirt is kind of the enigma of Star Trek, is that whoever was wearing the red shirt that always beamed down to the planet with...
We're going down with a security team of three, and there's two of these guys with a red shirt, and they're down on the surface for a solid 15 seconds before one of them's dead.
Yeah, one of them always got eaten by the monster or, you know, phased or something. I don't know what the deal was, but that was always the enigma behind Star Trek, was the red shirt.
The whole world is unknown. The only way you can find stuff out is either for them to come to you and just give you information for free, or for them trying to eat one of your crew, and invariably, apparently, aliens really love the color red.
Well, hey, you know, our parents always taught us, you know, we at least had to take a taste of that new food before
Why not?
But yeah, we do have a red suit, designed by Whites, and some wetsuits, by JMJ wetsuits, and they've working on that red suit.
The real money's going to come with the Uhura suit. That's where the real money is.
I want to be Captain Kirk underwater. I do.
I kind of want to be Uhura, but not if you're Captain Kirk.
Oh, that's a mental picture I don't want to think about. RoddenberryDiveTeam.com will have Rod Roddenberry on next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We start. started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com. All right, it's the RoddenberryDiveTeam.com. That's the website you can go to find out about this new group of Trek, you know, enthusiasts that want to kind of take that philosophy of Star Trek and bring it below the surface. The man behind the madness, Rod Roddenberry, the son of Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek. He is on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, Rod? Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. Now, Rod, first of all, you know, we met out there in California at the Long Beach Dive Show. That's your neck of the woods, right? So you're pretty familiar with diving off of Catalina Island and you know, that part of the country, or what?
I got to say, I'm definitely more familiar with that area than the rest of the country. But as you know, we've got some hardcore divers on every border of our coast here, and they go out sometimes three times a week. When you talk to me, you're talking about five, maybe six times a month.
Five, six times a month, and now you're starting to go along and you know, join these folks and get a group of divers together to go out there and other more exotic destinations. Is that part of the ultimate plan here, is to get more diving in, Rod?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I got to put my money where my mouth is now. I'm running the Roddenberry Dive Team with Greg, and I got to start knowing the waters off the California coast, and not just the California coast. As Greg may have mentioned, you know, Roddenberry Dive Team is global. We're going to start off local. By that, I mean West Coast, and we're going to slowly expand from there. But, you know, going to Fiji, going to England, you name it, anywhere in between, we're going to love it.
Yes, and he's going to set this up. I got a feeling they're going to set this Roddenberry Dive Team thing up here, Bill, and they will get their organization together. And when the time comes when we can dive on another planet, who do you think is going to be the first divers in the water?
I think it'll be the Roddenberry Dive Team.
I'm guessing it. Am I right, Rod? Is that the old? Are you thinking along those lines or what?
100%. 100%.
All right. Well,
I think you may need a little thicker than 5 mil for Saturn, though. I think that's going to need a little thicker of a suit.
Let me tell you guys something pretty cool right up your alley. We're doing something that's going to actually happen. We're hoping in the next few months we're putting together a zero-G dive. Now, I don't know if Greg told you, we're doing a lot more than just diving in the ocean. We're doing everything that, for non-divers as well, we're going into aquariums and doing behind-the-scenes tours. We're going to science fiction museums. We're going to lecture seminars, etc.
All right, hold on. We'll get more on this after the break.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
Rod Roddenberry is our guest right now on Scuba Radio, the son of Gene Roddenberry, creator of Star Trek. They have the Roddenberry Dive Team. You can check it out, RoddenberryDiveTeam.com. Zero gravity diving. Now, I thought all dives were like that. Rod, what is different about what you guys are planning here?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard about the Vomit Comet. That's sort of the endearing term that they used to call it around NASA. That's the plume that goes up and down at 45-degree angles, and you get true zero gravity when it's going in one of its downgrades.
Right.
And turn this into something that, you know, anyone can do. Now, obviously, it's not cheap. But what I'm trying to emphasize is the fact is that we're doing everything, and we're doing some cool stuff, because not only will you be able to do this, get true weightlessness aboard this plane, you will be doing it with, we're putting together three cast members from Star Trek, the original series, and we're trying to get one from the movie to do this. And so, I mean, you're going to do zero-G diving with Star Trek actors.
Yeah, go and get Simon Pegg. Simon Pegg will literally do anything. So go after Simon Pegg. He'll do it.
I'm a huge fan of Simon Pegg, just because I heard an interview he did after the movie, and not that the rest of the crew doesn't get it. I'm sure they all get it, but he is a true Star Trek fan. He gets it. And, yeah, definitely, I'll go after him.
Yeah, he's the one to go after, and if you're going to go and get anyone from the original cast, try and get someone who's still alive. And I'm just saying, and Uhura, if you can. That's just for me.
Wait, the original Uhura or the new one from the new movie?
Actually, if we have a choice,
yes,
let's go with the new one.
Go with the new one, trust me. Papa likes. All right,
well,
so
I was talking about getting the Uhura dive suit done, but what I was thinking is we need the green Orion slave girl skin.
Oh,
yes, we do.
I like
yes,
the way Rod thinks.
Yep, yep. So, yeah, we want to bring everyone into this.
All right, so you're doing some other activities other than just scuba diving. You are kind of trying to bring both communities together a little bit. Some people that have an interest in, interest in space exploration and you know, the whole, Star Trek thing and scuba diving. So, it sounds like a really cool thing you're doing, Rod. You know what we need to do before you, go to Fiji or, before you think about diving on another planet, we ought to send him on a scuba radio scuba cruise. Because that's kind of
going
to another world, for
that
sure.
That really is the final frontier.
Boldly going where no man has gone before or should be allowed to.
I would love to. That sounds like blast. What happened?
Well, we can't talk about that on the air, Rod. That's why you'll have to go first. You hear what I'm saying?
Done. I like a true adventure. The whole idea, one of the things that we have is get off the couch and jump in the water. So I'm ready to get off the couch and jump in the water, you guys, anytime.
All right. Well, cool. Well, the security forces
with his communicator. There's a little issue. There's a magnetic field that's come out over the planet in his region. It's a large iron pyrite creature. And don't go down there with the red shirt. Get back here.
Yes. Oh, no. I think he was just energized.
Rod should learn never to wear a red shirt.
Yes.
That would. Oh my dear.
You'd think he'd know this, being that his dad did all this stuff. But some things. There's
poor Rod.
A generation gap problem sometimes. But he's a really great guy. I am excited that he has jumped into the diving community like this. They made their debut at the Scuba Show in Long Beach, and I'm sure we're going to hear much more about the Roddenberry Dive Team. And you can check it out, RoddenberryDiveTeam.com. And I'm serious. I am talking to him about coming on one of our little adventures, and maybe we'll get some more insight in the whole, Star Trek scuba diving thing, bring these things together.
I am also serious. I need an Uhura wetsuit.
Yes.
Totally serious. I'm not a little serious. I'm a lot serious.
Yeah. I'll just stick with Uhura. Okay. The new one. Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Forespins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Forespins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Forespins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Forespins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 63. Every attempt to train a catfish to use an underwater litter box has proven unsuccessful.
Hey, hang on, you guys. I'll be right back.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in with us today, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. You got a boo-boo, Jeff?
No, why?
Well, you've got 6 first aid kits over there, and I'm wondering what's going on.
I thought we'd talk about choosing a first aid kit today, and so I was just going through some of the choices.
Ah, okay. Well, that's actually a good idea. I know just about everyone I know has a first aid kit of some sort, but I can't say that any of us actually sat down and thought about what it should contain.
Most folks don't, and that's only natural. First aid kits tend to come prepackaged, and so it's just assumed that the kit will have what it's supposed to have.
But supposed to is a relative term, isn't it?
I'd say more like an incomplete term. What any kit should contain largely depends on the setting in which it will be used and the problems you anticipate having to solve.
Is anything ever simple?
Absolutely. This isn't complicated, just another example of how a little thought can have big benefits.
Okay, so where do we start?
Well, I'd say start general and somewhere in line with your needs and skills. If you want just a few Band-Aids handy, you can get a very basic first aid kit that contains really only that. Band-Aids, some gauze, and maybe some antibiotic cream. You might even want to get a couple to store in different places, you know, one for the house, one for the car, that sort of thing.
Surely you need more than that, though, right?
Well, that's the start. I do recommend that everyone have a good all-purpose first aid kit, and these are generally considered the next step up from the basic. In them, you'll find the tools that will cover a variety of scenarios, from illnesses to cuts to burns and bites, rashes, a pretty wide variety.
Is that what you have?
I actually keep a good all-purpose first aid kit stocked in a central location with several smaller supplemental basic ones stashed in handy places.
What about dive-specific first aid kits?
I'd really suggest having a solid all-purpose first aid kit as your base and then supplement it as necessary with diving-specific considerations.
For example?
For example, you may want to ensure the kit has tools for dealing with hazardous marine life injuries. A lot of first aid kits will have the tweezers we recommend for removing stings, but you may find you'll need to add a razor for shaving the area or a hot pack in case you don't have hot water to soak in. You may want to add a small bottle of hydrogen peroxide or a syringe for irrigating a wound. A lot of divers have taken to adding a resuscitation mask to the repertoire, as well as extra pair of gloves to protect them if they have to lend assistance.
So what you're saying is get a good, solid basis and customize from there.
Exactly. It doesn't take that much.
Well, what else do we need with our first aid kits?
The knowledge to use them. Don't forget that even the most extensive first aid kit isn't going to be very effective if you don't know how the contents should be used. If you're going to invest in a first aid kit, take the time to invest in some training as well.
Wow. If you take a minute to think about what you need, it really isn't that complicated, is it?
Nope. Most first aid kits are intended to provide basic first aid, and it's called basic for a reason.
Basic works for me. Seriously, how many Band-Aids do you have over there? Sometimes you just need a Band-Aid, and sometimes you need a bit more. First aid kits come in a variety of shapes and sizes, and everyone should have one on hand. Take a minute to think about what you need, and then take another to make sure you know how to use it. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
And by the way, this would be a good time to bring up the point that Jeff Myers is going to be joining us on the September 26th Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. out of Freeport, Bahamas, where we're going to be diving with wild dolphins.
And, of course, that means that if you go on that particular scuba cruise, you won't have to bring your own first aid kit.
No, you would still want to bring a first aid kit. Actually, they have them. They Explore Adventures stock their boats quite well.
Dan always carries enough. When anyone from Dan travels, they have to carry enough of a first aid kit to handle at least 75 people. It's one of their rules.
Good. Well, it's not a rule, but yeah, people tend to test them. Oh, yeah, yes. You know, you're from Dan. Show me a Band-Aid. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's very much like that.
It's kind of annoying.
In the Old West, it was the gunfighters. They said, I'm faster than you. Now everybody else thinks they can render better first aid than Dan.
Exactly. But Jeff is a great guy, and I really look forward to cruising with him. Matter of fact, Clay from Explore Ventures, the president of Explore Ventures, is going to join us in hour two. And we'll talk about that trip as well as a couple other specials that they're doing. Angela, Mermaid Angela, single Scott in the studio with us as well today, fresh from Hawaii.
May be a little bit of an overstatement.
Well, she's not wearing the flower in her hair that she wore all last week on the Big Island.
And she told me that she had such a great time in Hawaii that she's never going to wash any part of her body that touched the Hawaiian waters. Yeah. And it's starting to show. Quite no offense, but she's a little gamey.
Thanks.
I'm just saying.
And that's from across the room.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
I was
Bill?
Excited about
through the glass of our high state-of-the-art studio here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but she does want to practice her hula dancing. That was the
one
thing
what?
We never
I'm
did
suggest
get.
That she limit all big movements. She can just stay kind of calm would be best, I think.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
well,
we need to hula.
We need to. Yeah, we didn't get to go to a luau. Mm-hmm. We did too much scuba diving.
I would say Angela got some sun, though. She looks very evenly tanned.
Thanks. I think I did. Yeah, I'm liking the tan.
How did you get that even tan?
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying.
I have tan lines, thank you.
Oh.
I don't see any.
Anyway, yeah. The luau, yes, we didn't get to do that.
We went manta diving instead.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't do the Hawaiian things. We didn't have a luau. We didn't eat some
stuffed
pig thing.
You brought back donkey balls. You did some of the Hawaiian things.
Well, yeah.
We were just diving like crazy. That's all we did.
But then that's what we wanted to do. We only had 4 nights on the Big Island. It surely was not enough.
No.
But the ultimate goal was to get out there and experience some of the diving, and it was amazing. They spotted eagle rays. We saw an eel attack an octopus right in front of us, Bill.
That is probably the coolest thing I've ever
heard.
And
I got it on tape.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
That will definitely be up at ScubaRadio.com. It was a Discovery Channel moment right there in front of us.
I love the circle of life.
Frogfish. Big frogfish.
These are the ugliest looking critter on the planet. A frogfish. You even know what we're talking about, Bill?
I think I know what you're talking about because they're kind of like the rockfish, right?
Yeah.
They kind of blend in.
They're like a big gob. Big ball of goo.
With a mouth and a couple of eyes.
Yeah, and it's really hard to find the eyes and the mouth. It's a poor thing, but ugly. But they're cool to see underwater. Gotta go to Hawaii, evidently, for those.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explore Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explore Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explore Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Can't you feel them closing in, honey? Can't you feel them scooting around? You got this to the left. Hello there, this is Dr. Sylvia Earle, and this is Scuba Radio, the first radio program devoted exclusively to diving.
All right, hey, coming up in hour two, we're going to have the president of Explorer Ventures tell you about some new specials and a new demo program with Bonica HD cameras. We had them on our last live aboard there in the Turks and Caicos. Got a lot of great footage. We're getting ready to edit that and put it up at scubaradio.com. But big news about that stuff. If we can, we're going to try to connect with our friends in Dominica. You know, it's a little tricky on the phone sometimes when you're trying to call the island live like this. But we're going to give it a shot and try to check in with Simon and get the latest on Dominica Dive Fest, which takes place July 10th through the 20th. And Angela's going down for that one. And it's going to be very interesting because, you know, I've been to Dominica once before.
Okay, just so I understand.
Yeah.
Angela's been invited to go with you to Dominica.
Yeah, they want mermaids.
All right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that when you said Angela's going down for that one, that I wanted to make sure that what I understood was that she'd been invited already and that there wasn't any sort of pre-qualifier.
No, it's Kelly and Angela have both been invited to go down, and because they want mermaids, and we're going to see if we can make that happen and do that for Dive Fest. So
very nice.
Kelly is just going to play topside because she can't do the in water stuff, but Angela is going to be doing some water in water mermaid activity. Kelly, not so water friendly just yet. She's still working on this whole shark thing, as you heard when we were in the Turks and Caicos, and she basically drew blood from Jimmy the Helper Boy and myself every time we saw a Caribbean reef shark.
She's okay underwater, but she's not okay underwater as a mermaid. She's okay scuba diving.
Well, when there's not a shark around.
Okay.
Yeah, she still has a little shark phobia thing going. But you might want to check out her blog at scubaradio.com, and you'll see why we're willing to overlook that minor inconvenience.
Because she's such a good typist.
Well, exactly. Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, and there is a new video on her blog under the diving section under blogs.
Could you find it. Is there any amount of money I could pay you to say weblog instead of blog? Because it's actually an abbreviation of weblog, and it's my least favorite contraction on the planet, and it actually makes me a little crazy!
So you'd rather me say what?
Weblog.
Weblog.
Is that harder? Is that a lot harder?
Than blog?
Yes.
That's why they made a contraction, because
yes,
it's too hard to say.
It's too hard.
Weblog is not hard.
Get with the system, Grandpa. It's a blog, and you can find it at scubaradio.com. Hey, also, Grenada. We're going to talk to the folks from Grenada next hour, too. Stick around. Just getting started. Hour two is on deck. You're hot to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one that yelled.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.